Good morning, folks. Welcome to episode 153 of FFTV. Hope we're good this morning. In this morning's episode, we are going to be talking about your expectations versus the reality. So it's Monday morning. Hope we are good. What a difference a week makes. We've got a pretty crazy background this morning because out there, it's wild. Windy, lashing down with rain. And these nice sunrises that we had last week are a distant memory. Not good. These are the kind of mornings, though, which you look outside where it's dark, it's raining. You don't fancy it. Pissing down here today. Yeah, Lee, we've got it as well. Not good. It's forecast this all week. But got to keep showing up, right? Got to keep moving forward. So apologies if there's any winds. I'm taking a shout out the best as I can. And we keep moving forward. So this is probably going to be a little bit shorter, straight to the point. But as I said, we're going to be talking about your expectations versus the reality. And this is always a big, big thing. I think especially on a Monday, you know, a lot of people wake up with good intentions. Maybe you're waking up this morning with good intentions for the week about what you need to improve, what you need to do better from last week, about what you've been saying to yourself that you're going to commit to for the last few weeks but haven't got round to doing it. And we go all systems, you know, we go all guns blazing. And it's a very common thing. And you know, Monday you may do quite well, but then the reality of life, the reality of responsibilities that we have end up taking over. And what I find all too often is guys setting the expectation way too high for themselves, putting themselves into more pressure and end up falling flat on their face midweek, which then ultimately makes them feel like a failure. And this is what we need to manage, really do need to manage, because we need to take into account how our week looks and the things that we've got to deal with on top of the things that we want to do for ourselves and move us forward. Yes, we want to feel like we're making progress. Yes, we want to feel like we're pushing ourselves and improving ourselves and creating this better version of ourselves. Like, we need to have that feeling that we're moving forward. We also need to be smart with what we're saying to ourselves and what we're putting on ourselves, because we already live very stressful lives with things that we've got going on. And putting more stress on yourself, putting more pressure on yourself to do the things that you're saying that you want to commit to, is only going to end badly. And this is where the realization of the realistic expectations you need to put on yourself. So with the intentions that you've set out for this week and the things that you're saying to yourself that you need to get done this week, is that realistic? These are the questions you need to ask yourself. This is something I'm working with the guys on in all the groups, particularly the Project 90, is the non-negotiables we're setting ourselves within the three pillars: body, brain, and balance. Balance being the big aspect here, and this is kind of new for a lot of the guys that have come in, and the whole purpose of doing the Project 90 is setting on non-negotiables for having a balance. How can we have a better balance and be more conscious of it? And this is something I feel is so important to take note of and set some intentions for as going into the week. Because it's all well and good saying you want to do so many workouts, run so many times this week, all these different things. That is part of the puzzle. And that is obviously going to help you move forward. That's going to help you progress. But if we're just basing it all on this and not taking into account other things in other areas of our life, and also where we can get a balance, where it's not all guns blazing all of the time, then this is where we can start to change the game that little bit. So the expectations you're putting on yourself, are you shooting yourself in the foot by setting them too high and then ultimately feeling like you're not making progress, feeling like a failure, lacking in confidence, lacking in self-belief? This is the compound effect that it can have by setting the expectations too high. And one thing I like to do with the non-negotiables, which I get all the guys in the group to do, is look at the busiest week that you could imagine you could be under. Work, with responsibilities, with the kids, with everything, with life in general. And then ask yourself, what is the bare minimum you could do for that week? That then could be your baseline. Hey, up, we've got some rain on the old camera. That then could be your baseline, okay? That could be your bare minimum. If you got that done, it's still a success. It's still we're still going in the right direction. And having that mindset of, if I get this done as a bare minimum, anything more than that is a bonus. And that is such a better mindset to go into the week of, rather than saying, I need to hit 4 workouts this week, I need to get out on the room 3 times, I need to do this, I need to do that. And although you may think that you'll be able to complete that at the start of the week, but then if curveballs are thrown your way and challenges are thrown your way, you might not hit it. And even though you may have done 2 workouts and got out for a run, you still see it as a failure. You still feel like you haven't stepped up to the mark, you haven't got out and done the things that you said you were going to do at the start of the week, even though we have still got out and we've still got some wins in there. So we need to give ourselves the best chance of winning for the week, and we need to set the expectations where it's realistic. And by doing that, then if we do overachieve, then if we do get a good week under our belt, we're going to feel better about it because we've overachieved on the things we've said. So give yourself that best chance by managing your expectations. Look at the reality, look at your week, and what is your baseline? What is the bare minimum that you need to get done this week within different areas of your life to then be in a better position going forward? That's something for you to think about this morning. I'm going to cut it here because, as you can see, it's horrendous. I think I need to invest in an umbrella. That might be a good one for these morning shows as we get into the winter months. But listen, if that was helpful, let me know. And let me know if you've struggled in the past with the expectations you've put on yourself and what impact that has had. Drop it in the comments. If you're watching on replay, let me know you've checked in. And let's have a great Monday. Let's have a great week. Have a good one, and I'll speak to you soon.